to the goal lead? Have your team within one shot after two periods?
Especially after the first period. I thought second period we played pretty good. Neely had a strong game, held us in there for sure in the first period. We talked about this team coming hard just because of the first period they had against Florida. And, they did. But give Neely credit, give our guys credit too. We kind of weathered the storm in the first period and we battled back. I liked our second period and we talked about it. Stay with it. Don't give up another goal and try to win it in the third.
Would you defer to Clark probably on a lot of the goaltending decisions? But on the surface, did you feel like you were taking a bit of a chance to make going with Nielsen?
No, we had this game marked for Neely, and he's been working hard, really hard, and staying with it. He's had a great attitude, and I'm happy for him, really happy.
We've asked you about Brock on a daily basis. Yeah. I mean, how good do you feel for him to finally get one and a big one?
Yeah, it was nice. He looked, tonight he had a lot more looks, more shots. And, for him, when he's playing well, he's getting shots and he's, the puck seems to follow him a little bit. I thought tonight was a step in the right direction for sure.
I think the Lightning had four consecutive power plays.
Yeah.
How much momentum did you gain from killing off, especially against a power play there?
Yeah, that was part of it. I mean, they got momentum on the shot clock, but our guys, I think, it kept them in it. The game probably could have got away from us if they got a few on the power play, and our killers did a great job tonight. And again, your killing goes a long way when your goalie's on top of it.
What did you think of Jake's game tonight? You have him out there late trying to protect the lead. He gets rewarded with an empty netter.
Yeah, it was good. It's part of his progression. He's playing in a bit of a shutdown role, and also got a little power play time tonight too. So it was nice to see him get an empty net goal to kind of seal it.
It's not easy to come back in third periods. What can a win like this do, do you think, for your group moving forward?
Well, the thing about winning tonight, I think our team played. We played well in Carolina. I like how we played, and you like to see your team get rewarded when. You're trying to sell them a little bit on how we need to play. And I really felt like after the second period, we took a step that period, and the game had slowed down. They're a real fast team. And to see them get rewarded with a win tonight hopefully gives us some confidence and some belief.
How about Elias tonight? Scores a goal that bounces off him, but I think he did a lot to help create that play and overall just continues to impress.
Yeah, he's, we've done a lot of talking about him, and it's nice to see guys get goals and even dirty goals like that. That just being around the slot and one hits you and goes in.
That was D to D. Two more points there. You haven't got goals yet, but I think nine assists from your. Are you seeing some signs that you're getting some contribution?
Well, we're pushing. I mean, we're pushing our D to get up when they can and get their shots through. And, there's part of it is on the forwards and some different offensive zone. Structures that we want to try to create goals when it goes low to high, and it's easier said than done, but it's nice to see them get a few points.
Second game in a row, you switched to Pouliot and Stetcher. Seemed to be going well. You're going to keep them together one more?
Yeah, I give Bomber free rein to go with what he wants to do on the back end, and when we're down a goal or up a goal, sometimes that'll change how we play our partners, and if we think we can push the pace a little, and Stetch and Derek are both. They can get up the ice and they can make some good plays. So when we're down, in the last couple of games, he's gone to them and they've played well together. Okay, guys.